Welcome, guys. This is Tommy Truthful from TruthMafia.com. Today, we're going to be talking about the purple sky prophecy. These auroras were seen as far as Australia, skies turning purple. And they're saying it was due to this aurora borealis, due to solar storms. What I found out, though, is in Prince's iconic song, 1999, there is a lyric that mentions the sky being purple. And he says, "Was dreaming when I wrote this, forgive me if it goes astray, but when I woke up this morning, could have sworn it was judgment day. The sky was all purple, there was people running everywhere, trying to run from the destruction, you know I didn't even care." My boy, Matrix Codebreaker 88, he actually found that lyric, shout out to him, and here's some clips from the mainstream media what they found with these purple skies. So it's heavily tied to prophecy. As we see right there, even Prince mentioned it in his 1999 song. And guys, remember, Prince was connected to the whole geoengineering thing. He was killed after he exposed chemtrails, which they said he died from a fentanyl overdose. And it's kind of funny, when you look at fentanyl in its raw form, it's kind of a purplish color. So there's a lot of purple connection to Prince. But I believe they killed him for exposing the chemtrails. You guys remember that video. And there's all this purple coding going on right now, which ties into biblical prophecy. And that's what we're going to get into today. And it kind of reminds me of the purple streetlights. Now, remember the purple Nikes? And my boy Aniasuro decoded this. Nike purple sky is 201, which, remember, event 201, the pandemic simulation, and black hole sun is 201. That's the number of demonic possession. I think it even ties into CERN and them opening up these interdimensional stargates, trying to open up the false Saturn matrix. This video here was a couple years ago at the Grand Canyon. So this has been going on for a while, them opening up these interdimensional gateways. And you can see here, the atmosphere is charged with this energy because this ain't something that just happens overnight, guys. These elites have been working on this for quite some time, and many biblical prophecies have already been fulfilled. We were warned to look up in the sky in the final days. And if you remember, back in 2017, when we had that great American eclipse, the Revelations 12 prophecy was fulfilled. And there appeared a great wonder in the heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she was bearing the child that she was going to deliver. Now, interestingly, 3.5 years before this took us back to 2014. That's when we were having all them blood moons, remember? And then 3.5 years after, it took us to 2021, Agenda 21 and all that rolled out. And 7 years would take us to right now, 2024. Now, back in 2014, when we were having all them blood moons, remember, that was the last time we were going to have a blood moon until 2032. And I told you, the Great Tribulation equals 225 in English Ordinal. I believe that 7 year period will be 2025 through 2032 when we have these four blood moons again. So we're seeing all these biblical prophecies being fulfilled in the skies. All these signs, we're told to look to the heavens in the final days. And during the eclipse we just had on April 8th, remember all the videos that were going viral of all these strange phenomenons going on in the sky? They were opening up portals. We were seeing crafts, all kinds of really strange things happening in the sky during that eclipse. And that's because we were able to see things which we couldn't see before. Now, a lot of these prophecies and rituals have already been fulfilled, like the sacrifice of the red heifer, which was a purification ritual, setting the stage for the coming of the Antichrist and the building of the third temple. In Chaldean gematria, purple skies equals 41, matching CERN stargates. And remember that 41 number is very sacred. 41 days after the 2017 Great American Eclipse, we had the Las Vegas shooting. 41 days before this eclipse, was the Texas fires. They loved that 41 number. And the street lights, the purple street lights, all this plays a role in what they're doing. Greg Reese just dropped a video on optogenetics and the secret worldwide nanotechnology experiment. That's up on truthmafia.com. Now, Donut Factory, my brother, he did a video a couple years back on this exact subject, and it all plays a role in what's going on now.
Control via the LED lights. We're seeing purple lights pop up all over the country in America right now. What's fascinating about these purple lights that they're calling a defect, and it's not a conspiracy or aliens or the government doing this, the news station is actually saying this. Why would they even say that?
Some thought it was some sort of discreet sign for law enforcement, the government, or aliens.
No conspiracy theory behind the light.
No conspiracy, exactly. No conspiracy.
The word conspiracy theory was coined by the CIA to make anybody who talks about the JFK assassination and an alternative outlook on it look like a nutcase that needs tinfoil on their head. But these purple lights showing up all over the place. The interesting thing about purple lights in blue, violet, is that it can hold the most data for mind control. There's scientific experiments with LED lights, as we see the LED lights being rolled out all over the world, not only for the Internet of Things, but these LED lights, there's scientific experiments proving that they can place false memories into people's brains. And also control nanoparticles and the behavior of mammals and bacteria. The movie A Clockwork Orange exposed the MKUltra mind control techniques and had a famous quote, a bit of the old ultraviolence. Violence and violet sound very similar. So here's a little bit of the old ultraviolet lights for the mind control. That was a terrible joke. But this movie showed how MKUltra could use strobe lighting effects to put people under mind control. There might be nanotechnologies for a solution to this that the government wants to push. But what if those nanotechnologies were already in the virus? There has been scientific experiments where scientists can control algae via lights by placing a virus into the algae, which created new proteins so they could control the host via LED lights. Light-sensitive microbes communicate the same as neurons. Using lights allows the organism to be manipulated in actions and emotions. This could switch brain cells on and off. This is an experiment that has been proven to work. Scientists inserted into the algae opsin a virus and added that virus into a rat's neurons and successfully delivered the light-sensitive gene. It's the first time anyone had managed to control brain cells with lights. So this virus that a lot of people say could have been created in a lab, could it have these light-sensitive genes in them? The Smithsonian Magazine says telepathic communication with lights implanting thoughts into people's minds is within reach, and this has been successfully done decades ago on mice. Using lights to control the brain is called optogenetics, triggering or implanting memories via light. Scientists can activate or shut down neural pathways, altering behavior. This is mind control via lights. These new advances are going to be rolled out through the Hegelian dialect of problem, reaction, solution. The problem is going to be diseases like Alzheimer's, where the president is talking about how the next pandemic, after the cyber pandemic, the next pandemic, all the hospital beds will be full of people with Alzheimer's. The solution they'll roll out is these LED mind control techniques, plus Elon Musk's Neuralink, that they're going to put chips inside your brain. This is the transhumanism agenda. And this is being pushed by the Illuminati celebrities like Elon Musk's wife, Grimes, who's an artist, and her best friend, Lil Uzi Vert, which is short for Lucifer, where they're going to get brain chipped together, and they're rolling this out on a massive scale via the arts. Optogenetic stimulation can activate fear memories. A specific memory is encoded by neurons which can be manipulated, stimulating them with light to control them by implanting memories. Just like the neuralizer we saw in the movie Men in Black. Men in Black had that little flash of light on the neuralizer and then they gave you a false memory. Well, these movies being rolled out in the 90s, that is what's happening today as it's predictive programming. This has been done with mice. They have implanted false memories into mice brain. And the strobe lights and mind control, not just with the TV, but they've done this in TV shows, in movies like the Pokemon. Pokemon sent 700 kids into the hospital and they were all having seizures because of this hypnosis flickering of light. Companies have created devices that allow you to control lights with your thoughts, where you can turn a light on and off by thinking about it. Tiny injectable LEDs manipulate the brain with light. It's a tool to manipulate the brain in living tissue. This could be done wirelessly. They are small enough to fit in a needle. This is all real scientific research that I'm telling you about right now. So why couldn't these LED lights that are turning purple be a testing ground for something to come? Not only can they plant memories and thoughts into people's brains through these light bulbs, but also they can control nanoparticles throughout the body with the light. Injectable LEDs interact with brain cells. Tiny LED lights have been implanted deep in brains of rodents. The LEDs themselves are the size of individual neurons. New method to control nanoparticles with lights and magnets. Light particles that can be manipulated with magnet tracking the position of the nanoparticles in a body or a cell. Light control of silver nanoparticles. Metal nanoparticles have interaction with light, which can control the heart of a human. So the question I ask, is this happening right now?
Yes, it definitely is happening right now. It's all part of it. The purple street lights, the 5G, HARP, creating the artificial aurora borealis through the geoengineering. It's all fallen angelic technology. It's part of this ancient summoning ritual, and they're summoning the ancient ones. I've been speaking of this for quite some time now. And listen to what Billy Carson said about CERN, regardless how you feel about him. Or NASA. I don't agree with everything he says about planets. I think it's all interdimensional, but that's neither here nor there. A lot of what he's talking about in this video is on point.
So recently discovered something called X points around Earth. These are naturally occurring portals that open and close every single day. The FEMA satellite system discovered these portals a few years back. Some of them create direct pathways to the sun and even to other planets. It says we must stand in defense until we can open the gate. Well, what gate are they talking about? I believe they're talking about the Stargate. When you go to CERN, right outside the front door is this gigantic picture of this Indian god that is standing inside of a portal, walking through. So I think they kind of knew what they were going to be doing when they started this whole building and started this whole project, but they just kind of kept it low-key to the general public, and they only released tidbits of information as to what's going on. CERN is the LHC, the Large Hadron Collider. It's the largest machine in the world, located in Switzerland, and it uses this gigantic track with this underground tube that's connected, and they send atoms in opposite directions and speed them up to a percentage of the speed of light and then let them collide. And then they analyze the collision to see what comes out of this collision between atoms, quarks, and muons, and everything else that they discover. But something else they discover in this, in the process, is that they create microscopic black holes. So originally, a lot of people were getting scared about this because they were like, man, if you guys create a black hole here on Earth, will it suck the Earth in? I mean, kind of fair to assume, like, black holes are supposed to be pretty deadly things. Even light can't escape them. Mm-hmm. So why create one here on Earth?
Street lights mocking who's been jabbed in this disease. Luciferous in the veins, bioluminescent glow. Under purple lights, they light up, it's a show. Vaccines full of black goo, nanotech runs deep. Population control is making us weak. These lights ain't just street decor.
They mess with your DNA, that's for sure. Hot tech causing artificial auroras to flare. Purple skies, man, they don't even care. Hurricane Helene and then melting back to back. Purple skies showing up, that's the attack. Purple skies, the prophecy unfolds. Prince warned us, but they took his soul. Yeah. Geoengineering controlled in disguise. We see the truth right there in the skies. Purple streetlights, smart cities rise. They tracking the masses, no more lies. The truth's out now, we see the signs. Purple skies, it's judgment time. Look up to the skies, the prophecies unfold. The Most High told us these days are cold. CERN opening gates to Dimension X. Messing with reality, upside down effects. Purple represents the crown chakra, you see. Corona means crown attacking spiritually. 5G's weaponized, controlling the mind. But Truth Mafia's here, exposing the lie. They trying to control us with fallen angel tech. But we ain't falling for it, we'll never forget. If you wanna know your role in this simulation, whether you're a first player or just an observation, get your personal decoder, truthfultv.com. The link's in the bio, go check and stay calm. This is Truth Mafia, exposing their disguise. Led by Tommy Truthful, we bringing light to the lie.